Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th Parak of Maseches Menachos, and we're up to Parakhas, Mishnah Beis. Ein mevi'in lo mibeis hasvalim. You don't bring a karban mincha from a field that needs to be fertilized, v'lo mibeis hashlachim, nor a field that needs to be watered, v'lo mibeis ha'ilan, nor a field that has trees, because usually those are low-quality fields, v'im hevi, but if you did kosher, it would still be a kosher karban mincha. So, ketzad huosa, how do you make sure you have the best flour for your karban mincha? Narashan rishona, you plow the field in the first year, and you plant half the field. In the second year, you plow the whole field again, and you plant the other half of the field 70 days before Pesach. And that will give you a whole lot of flour that will be high quality. How do you check the flour to see whether it's good enough? The gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash would put his hand into the flour. If there were dust particles or flour particles that come up on his hand, then it's no good until you sift it again. It's got to be so fine that it just slides right off the hand. It doesn't adhere or stick to the hand at all. And if it gets wormy at any point, then it's going to be possible. Mishnah Gimel. Tekua alfa l'shemen. Oil from Tekoa is the best oil. Abishol lomer, shniyala regev be'evar yardin. The second best oil is regev in evar yardin. Kala ratzos ha'yiksheros. You can bring oil from anywhere. But they will bring it from these places where you can get the very best. You should not get oil from olive trees that grow in a field that needs to be fertilized, nor in a field that needs to be watered, nor from trees that have seeds planted between the trees, because that will take away some of the nutrients from making the best olives. But if you did kosher, all those things are kosher. You don't bring anpiknon oil, which is oil that's from olives that are not yet ripe. Vim hevi pasul, and that would actually be pasul. Ein mevin min hagargarim shenashu b'mayim. You don't bring oil from olives that were soaked in water. V'lo min hakvushim v'lo min hashluchin. Nor from pickled olives or from boiled olives. Vim hevi pasul, and if you did bring from such oil, then it is in fact pasul. Let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis, we said that you don't bring the flour from any field that needs to be fertilized or irrigated or a field that has any trees, but it would still be kosher if you did. It gave advice about how to produce the best yield of flour for a karban mincha in a field. And it showed how the Mishnah told us how the gizbar would check to make sure that if he stuck his hand in the flour, then none of it would stick to his hand to see that it is in fact the finest flour. And if the flour turned warm, it would become pasul. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about the oil that it told us the best places to get it. It should not come from any field that needs to be fertilized or irrigated or that has other plants growing in between the trees, although there would still be kosher. However, if you bring from oil that comes from unripe olives, that would be pasul, and other types of inferior oil that would also be pasul. Okay, next time we'll pick up the Parakhas, Mishnah Dalit.